Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll have increasing clouds, temperatures at 53, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 70s, with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 44. For Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the 70s. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Congressional Democrats, who are already struggling to agree on their signature Build Back Better spending plan, face the even more immediate task of averting a government shutdown and default. The House Rules Committee meets today to prepare for floor debate and continuing resolution that is needed to keep the government funded after the new fiscal year starts October 1. Along with that CR, the House will also move a provision to increase the federal debt ceiling. Even a Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell continues to insist that Senate Republicans will not support that debt measure. Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in a Dear Colleague letter that was sent out last night, said Congress, as always, is ironclad in its commitment to never letting the full faith and credit of the United States come under threat, and this commitment has long been bipartisan. Well, Republicans are arguing that raising the debt limit would make room for the increased spending the Democrats want. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana was on Meet the Press, and he said we're supposed to aid and abet party line spending, which even Democratic economists say will fuel further inflation. No, that's not right. Pelosi argued, though, the debt limit increase is needed to cover already approved spending. The Senate GOP position raises the threat of a government default unless Republicans relent at some point or Democrats put the debt ceiling increase in the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill that they want to use to enact the Build Back Better package of green energy tax and domestic spending priorities. The reconciliation bill can pass the Senate with no GOP votes as long as all 50 Democrats vote for it. Well, looking ahead, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said in a letter to fellow Democrats that the House will vote as scheduled on September 27th on that Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson has come to a close, and the fair's general manager says cleanup could last roughly a week. Even though attendance was down by 100,000 people due to COVID-19, some vendors say their sales have been through the roof, according to Kansas State General Manager Brian Schultz.
We talked to the carnival, and they said that they set records in 2019 and that they will actually break those numbers for 2021.
That audio courtesy of KSN. Dozens of University of Kansas students have staged a sit-in in front of the chancellor's office to protest the handling of allegations that a fraternity member sexually assaulted another student. The sit-in Friday follows protests Monday and Tuesday outside the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity house. The Kansas City Star reports that protesters are demanding that university officials take action against the fraternity as well as the alleged perpetrator. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tall. Have a great Monday.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. We'll be right back.
A man jailed in a deadly Topeka shooting has died of what officials are describing as an apparent heart attack. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Marshall Stewart IV was 38. He was pronounced dead at 5:35 p.m. Thursday after he was taken from the Shawnee County Jail to a Topeka hospital. Major Tim Phelps of the Shawnee County Department of Corrections said the County Corrections Department and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation were investigating. Stewart was arrested in June on charges of second-degree murder and being a felon in possession of a gun in connection with the killing of 51-year-old Bradley Bellender. In Mulvane, a 1-year-old girl suffered critical injuries in an accident involving a lawnmower over the weekend. First responders were dispatched shortly before 2:30 Saturday afternoon to East Samantha Court. They arrived to find the baby with life-threatening injuries and transported her to a Wichita hospital, according to Mulvane police. The child's grandmother says the girl, Everly Kay, had to have her right leg amputated. The accident was still under investigation. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A lobbying group has formed to help influence the rules Nebraska may eventually write to regulate the sale of cannabis, even though Nebraska has yet to legalize cannabis use in any form. John Cartier, president of the Nebraska Cannabis Association, said it expects some form of marijuana legislation to be approved in the state in coming years, so it makes sense to be prepared. Voters may have a chance in 2022 to decide several ballot initiatives that would legalize some form of marijuana use, so the state may have to start regulating the business as soon as January of 2023. The state of Nebraska's unemployment rate for August of 2.2% was the nation's lowest and the lowest on record for the state. In fact, that 2.2% is the lowest since Nebraska began keeping records of unemployment data going back to 1976. Nebraska News, here on the Mid-America Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously approved the budget as published, with no one present for the budget hearing. Barb Kiekhafer, County Commissioner, feels Marshall County's going in the right direction, pointing out that in 2018, the mill levy was 51.008. This next year will be 47.092 mills. County Health Nurse updated KDHE and CDC COVID guidelines. Numbers fluctuate daily, but they are seeing a gradual decrease in positive cases. Commissioners voted to terminate COVID pay from this point forward. Time off for COVID or quarantine for county employees will be counted against sick leave. Previous federal funding allowed the county to compensate lost wages separately for such cases. The county councilor, Jason Brenniger, reported Kansas is not subject to an executive order in regards to mandatory vaccinations for employers with more than 100 employees, as Kansas is not an OSHA state. $5,000 was approved toward Red Ribbon Week for supplies, including awareness bracelets, pencils, and T-shirts to promote drug and bully prevention, including T-shirts for all 400 Marysville Elementary students. The board recommended expanding this to all elementary schools in the county. Commissioners further discussed the city of Blue Rapids' recent request for funds to help construct a county park. Consensus was to see more concrete plans before deciding on a donation. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was again routine business. Emergency Preparedness Director advised Nemahal County Commissioners last week that he received a map of the transmission line proposed by Evergy that runs from the Irish Creek Wind Farm into Nemahal County. Nemahal County Sheriff advised the board Josh Winkler is resigning as a deputy for the county effective September 17. Marysville USD 364 School Board last Monday had no comments. Their budget hearing and unanimously approved as published. The $20.2 million budget results in a 0.8 mil increase to 59.734 mils. Administration has been approached by a group of students asking to form a gay-straight alliance club. After review of policy on clubs and organizations, unanimous approval was given to proceed. October 8th was approved as a full day in service dismissal. Rock Creek High School has asked permission to join the North Central Kansas League, which will consider the request at their October 21st meeting. The board will meet with the Kansas Association of School Board Representatives October 5th to begin the search for a new superintendent. Michael Couch had advised earlier that he is taking retirement end of this year, which will mark his second year of service in the district. Work on the new greenhouse adjacent to the Ag Complex is being completed with funding through the Marysville FFA alumni. Active COVID cases in Washington County fell by half last week, starting with 48 last Monday, falling to 24 as of Friday. Marshall County numbers up slightly this past week to 28 active as of Friday, with 4 hospitalizations. An injury accident in Beatrice early Friday was reported as a vehicle driven by a 17-year-old unidentified Beatrice girl left U.S. 77 and struck the South Casey's convenience store, resulting in a fire with significant damage to the corner of the building. That area housed office and cashier space. The driver was transported to the Beatrice Airport and airlifted to a Lincoln hospital with critical injuries. No other injuries were reported. The vehicle did avoid striking gas pumps and propane cylinders outside the Casey store. Michael D. Doc Lynn, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 11 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Doc Lynn. Carol G. Claycamp, age 82, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Carol Claycamp. J.B. Kufall, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for J.B. Kufall. Melanie D. Johnson, age 59, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Private family interment will be held at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 5 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Melanie Johnson.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, low pressure system moving across the upper parts in the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east. It looks like we saw some showers and thunderstorms some areas during the overnight hours, but a high pressure system will move in, bringing clearing skies, a little bit of some increasing clouds behind this system as we head into tonight. High pressure system moves in for tomorrow through the end of the week. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, mid-80s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, temperatures 53 with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, lower 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid-40s. As we until Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, high of 72. Wednesday night, mostly clear, upper 40s. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For mid-September, 80, record high on this date, 98. The average low, 56, and the record low, 31. Sunset this evening, 7:28. Sunrise in the morning at 7:13.
Sky Watchers will be treated to another nighttime delight. We look at the origins of Harvest Moon terminology today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 20th, the 263rd day of the year. Actress Sophia Loren was born on this day. You've likely heard a lot of talk about the full harvest moon occurring this week. The harvest moon is always the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox, and crops really are being harvested about now. You will notice that this full moon might look orange and large in size when it's low in the horizon, but all moons do that. They appear orange or red in color, which offers a spectacular sight, but that's because your eyes are looking through a greater thickness of the Earth's atmosphere. You'll notice it rises as the sun sets, sets as the sun rises, and is the only phase that is out all night long. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online anytime at almanac.com.
People think pencils and notebooks when they think back to school. At Ashley Furniture, they think mattress. Whether they're entering kindergarten or college, a restful night is what they need to succeed. Ashley has a large selection of in-stock beds from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep, with queen mattress starting at $277. Get free delivery and haul away for new mattresses over $999 and a 100-night comfort guarantee. A good day at school starts with a good night of sleep. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 GMC Acadia, a 2017 Chevy Equinox. There's a 2016 Buick LaCrosse, 2015 Chevy Town & Country, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. These are priced right and ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. College football over the weekend. A win for the Wildcats. A loss for the KU Jayhawks. We'll start with the Cats. Will Howard pushed into the end zone on a one-yard touchdown run to cap a 21-point fourth quarter, which sealed a 38-17 victory for K-State over Nevada. Howard rushed for 56 yards and two touchdowns. The sophomore quarterback went 7 of 10 in the air for 123 yards and completed a 68-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the game. Up next for the Cats, they'll take on Oklahoma State. That game kicks off 6 o'clock Saturday evening. Now to KU, Jerry Bohannon threw for 269 yards and two touchdowns while running for another score as Baylor pounded Kansas 45-7 Saturday. Kansas quarterback Jason Bean was held to just 57 yards passing and a touchdown, though he did have 62 yards on the ground. KU meets up with Duke Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Rookie Jared Kelenic homered, doubled twice, and wrapped up his impressive series, leading the Seattle Mariners over the Kansas City Royals 7-1 yesterday. Kelenic also walked and scored twice as the Mariners remained 4 games behind Toronto for the second AL wildcard spot. This afternoon, it's the Royals and the Cleveland Indians. The Wichita Wind Surge fired off for 11 runs on 13 hits in their regular season finale, cruising past Arkansas 11-6 yesterday afternoon at Riverfront Stadium. The Wind Surge starting their postseason run tomorrow night versus Northwest Arkansas in Springdale. And Lamar Jackson finally beat Patrick Mahomes using his legs to rush for 107 yards and scoring twice, including flipping into the end zone for the winning score as Baltimore defeated Kansas City 36-35. Up next for the Kansas City Chiefs, they'll be hosting the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday. That matchup kicks off at high noon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores, week 3. Rock Creek at Marysville game was canceled. Wamego went 4 overtimes in their season opener with Concordia, went 3 overtimes with Clay Center, winning 47-41 on Friday. Chapman over Abilene, 56-21. Beloit took Concordia, 14-8. In our broadcast feature, Valley Heights over Horton, 62-7. Centralia beat Jackson Heights, 36-12. Troy over Wabunsee, 10-6. Hanover shut out Blue Valley Randolph, 60-0. Frankfort edged Onega in overtime, 28-22. Axtell over Rock Hills, 62-14. Canton Galva shut out Washington County, 50-0. Lynn beat Wetmore, 78-30. Nemaha Central over Sabetha, 19-7. Diller O'Dell took Omaha Christian, 48-30. Heartland over Southern, 60-0. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. It's apple season. Take advantage of the wide variety and availability by storing some of these nutritious fruits to enjoy for months to come. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Some apples like Lodi only last a few weeks, while Cortland, Macintosh, and Red Delicious last for 3 to 4 months or more. Use bruised, cut, or damaged fruit as soon as possible. Only store firm, blemish-free apples. Use larger ones first, as their quality deteriorates faster than the smaller ones. Apples keep best when stored at temperatures between 40 and 30 or 32 degrees with 90% humidity. Most of us don't have spaces suitable for keeping large quantities of apples over a long period of time. You can extend the life of apples by storing them in perforated plastic bags in a cool refrigerator. This increases the humidity while allowing for air to flow through the holes. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If it were not for sponsors, daily broadcasts like this, and radio stations themselves, for that matter, would not be able to pay the bills. So perhaps it's only fitting that we stop to look at a place dedicated to advertisers. You'll be intrigued by the timeline of radio advertising on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
On August 28, 1922, the first radio commercial aired on New York's WEAF for Queensboro Realty. The old scratchy recording shows just how much radio advertising has changed over the years.
I wish to thank those within sound of my voice.
Catherine Coleman shares the story about the American Advertising Museum, once housed in Portland, Oregon. One of her favorite tales is about a girly cigarette named Marlboro.
Marlboro started as a woman's cigarette. Sales were low, and they went to a man named Leo Burnett, and he was famous for his great ideas on how to sell products, and he came up with the Marlboro Man idea.
Coleman says that creating a need in people's mind is one of the essentials in these campaigns, such as the effort to get people to control their bad breath.
Everybody had bad breath, and no one mentioned it. Listerine played into that, and the product itself started out as a surgical sanitation fluid to use, and now we use it for our mouth.
Reactions to the ads vary a lot depending on the era in which you grew up.
We had a senior group this morning who just cracked up at the older ads from the 50s, and they were remembering things from their childhoods. And then we have school kids who come in, and they're seeing those ads for the first time and learning that we started out only with black and white TV, and that blows their mind.
No matter what shape your stomach's in, when it gets out of shape, take Alka-Seltzer.
The intriguing timeline of commercials used to buy and sell products is a fun look back at how the radio has and continues to help advertisers tell their story. Traveling the countryside in Portland, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The performance of grazing animals heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Making good decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years, and I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grasses well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein. Our animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. Your local extension office conducts variety field trials and can give you advice on choosing the best forages for your program. Find more tips on forage planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sons of the earth, how beautiful the fields.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
During Rehabilitation Awareness Week, Falls City Nursing and Rehab salutes the numerous rehabilitation professionals who work together to make a difference in the lives of many. Thank you for all the compassion, patience, and understanding shown to clients. From your friends at Falls City Nursing and Rehab, let us care for you.
A new study seeks to make it safer and healthier for kids to be on the farm. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gemplers know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gemplers specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gemplers.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow.
The farm kid paradox is kind of a short way of saying that there are risks and benefits for children being raised on farms.
That's Casper Bendixson. He's director of the National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and heads a study to learn more about that risk versus reward situation for farm kids.
We have both medical and epidemiological evidence to know that there are good and negative aspects to childhood on farms. And we also have some social cultural beliefs, like farm kids understand the food systems better, that they have a better work ethic, and they have a healthier understanding of life and death. They are important beliefs, and they do guide justification for why children take on chores and things like that.
The study targets families involved in beef or dairy production who have children ages 10 to 18. And also includes safety professionals. Bendixson invites anyone in those groups to participate.
And if we learn something from the study about how to work with parents and acknowledging the benefits to raising those kids, raising them in a way that mitigates risk, I think that we're headed down the right path.
Do an internet search on Farm Kid Paradox to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Kansas State Fair all wrapped up as of the weekend, but it was still a great unity for many of the agricultural industry to come together and meet after the COVID-19 pandemic. One of them included John McCurry with McCurry Angus, also a representative of Cantle Energy Feeds, talking about their unity between the Cantle Energy Feeds and Kansas Ethanol in making cubes to help feed many cattle across the state.
The parent company would be Kansas Ethanol, been in the ethanol industry for about 15 years at Lyons, Kansas, between Lyons and Sterling there. We have made a subsidiary called KE Feeds now that offers this distiller's product. A distiller's been around 15, 20 years. We were all scared it was taking our corn away from us when it hit, but now we know how nutrient dense it is. It removes the starch. So what we've done is take what your standard wet and dry distillers, and we take the dry and compact it into a deliverable form to more of a cow-calf sector. So we have a 3/4-inch cube, we have a 1/4-inch pellet and a 1/2-inch pellet. We make 200-pound leak tubs. Those are all 30 protein and 8 fat, 100% distillers that you can feed to your cattle.
At the same time, they said they're also branching out and making horse feeds and even deer feeds.
We've also ventured out here in the last, this calendar year, and making a horse feed and a deer feed. And the deer is we could get it in a pellet, but our largest market at the moment is in a lick tub. And those, it's been amazing, the growth we've seen there. It's actually outpacing our preparedness from a marketing standpoint in terms of website and promotional material. We call that product Rack Elite. We call the cattle products Cattle Energy, and we call the horse products Kinetic Elite. So if a guy wants to learn more about it, we sure invite you to go to kefeeds.com to research that and go to those specific websites of interest.
And news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Egg Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Egg Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Office found counseling for stock vehicles with proof medical signs and fees. Not all qualified. See dealer for details. Based on phone 2020 results.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Democrats moving their $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan a step closer to the House floor, but the legislation still a work in progress. Ways and Means Committee yesterday advanced a portion of the package, including the green energy incentives and changes in tax policy. Some committee Democrats still pushing for changes to tax provisions, including an increase in the cap on state and local tax deductions. Some senators also aren't happy with the committee's product. Several Ag District Democrats, including Senior Ways and Means member Mike Thompson of California and House Ag Chairman David Scott of Georgia, were key in keeping a stepped-up basis provision out of the legislation. Representative Jody Arrington of Texas, a Republican, said we need people in the Democratic caucus who understand these things and support them. The committee debated the measure for over 40 hours and considered 66 amendments over the course of 4 days, according to Richard Neal, who is the chairman of that committee. A House panel investigating how additional meatpacking plants treated workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Yesterday, the chairman of a select subcommittee of the coronavirus crisis, South Carolina Democrat Jim Clyburn, sent letters requesting documents and information from Cargill and National Beef Packing Company. He said we're concerned that the scale of coronavirus infection in American meat processing plants may have been greater than previously believed.
The panel sent letters to Tyson, Smithfield, and JBS back in February. And that fire and one-day shutdown at the JBS packing plant in Grand Island, Nebraska, appears to have a minimal impact on the cattle markets. Cattle futures dropped quickly on the news, but they stressed the market recovered quickly once traders realized the damage was minimal and the plant would not be shut down long. That's an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Grazing animal performance heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years so I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grasses well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein, or animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on forage planning at agriculture.com.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I mean, the Hoosier still going through towards the end of a Monday. Today, still a lot of red on the board as the corn, wheat, and soybeans all taking a big hit for the day today. Livestock, we're seeing struggle just a little bit, and what little green we did see on the board pretty much has gone away. We still see a little bit in the feeder cattle trying to keep things mixed on there, but mostly lower all across the board. Soybeans taking the biggest hit right now, still down almost 20 points across the board on that front. In the live cattle right now, we see October live cattle down by 45 cents to 122.35. The December is down by 2 pennies to 127.5. Feeder cattle, as we mentioned, about the only thing that's mixed on the board right now. September's down by 17 cents to 154.70. October's in the green by 2 pennies to 156.40. And the November, they're also up by 40 cents right now to 156.5. Lean hogs, we're still seeing in the red across the board here. October's down by 45 cents to 85.27. The December's down by 80 cents to 74 and a quarter. Over in the cotton, as we mentioned before, we've seen some big hits down there. October cotton down by $2.36 in the red to 90.96. The December is down by 2.67 to 89.66. Soybeans, they're taking a big hit, hit 20 points down for the November soybeans to 12.64 right now. January's down by 19 and 3 quarters to 12.73 and a quarter. October meals down by 160 to 336.90, and the oil for October is down by 136 to 54.93. Canola, we're seeing some big hits there right now as well, right across the board. November canola down by $11 to 862.70. The January is down by 1060 to 855.70. Quick look at your energy market. We're still seeing a lot of red here as well. October crude oil down by $1.42 to 70.55. Unleaded gas for October down by 4 cents. Heating oil for October down by 4 cents. Natural gas down by 2 cents. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice he'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select stock vehicles with approved federal stops and fees. Not all qualified. See dealer for details based on 5/2021 sales.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farm safety yields real results. That's the theme for this year's Farm Safety and Health Week. And Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
To go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories, so that when the music plays I don't go back
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.